All right, for those listening to the podcast for the first time, watching a stream for the first time, this is the ESPC podcast, where the purpose of every podcast is to make money. To make money. There is no other purpose. Every single meeting has to have a purpose
watching a stream for the first
and
time.
an outcome.
This is
I had a little back feed there from the YouTube. I forgot to hit the microphone button. I digress, right? So every businessman, I hated it when I was in the corporate world. I hated meetings because nothing ever happened at me. Nobody ever accomplished everything. So as a business consultant, I always say, and I always make my companies execute, right? I consult for 2,100 employees, right? Making their lives better, making sure their company make money. So I digress. Every single business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. The purpose is, again, to make money. The outcome, let's look at the NCAs. The NCAs, we were, let's look at the spreadsheet. We were 41 and 25, 62%. And we ended up making $6,000. NFL, we've made up to 100,000. College, we made up to 50,000. So that's purpose and outcome. I get a lot of great feedback from our super fans who listen to the podcast twice every time. A lot of people throughout the years who know what they're talking about have contributed. So I love the back and forth we've had on the podcast. And what we do is we give information that we have vetted, that we have researched, that we've gone through a process to be able to consistently come up with positive outcomes, betting on sports. I have an MBA, securities licenses, clients' net worth $20 million and above. And you only get those clients, you only keep those clients for decades if you know what you're talking about, if you have a process, if you treat everything in your life as an investment that you have to research. We have in the episode notes the top 10 rules of betting. Okay. You use that process, you will not be like Ohtani's trainer losing money, right? 62% NCA, man. Come on. Come on, man. That's good. We had fun. We were able to parlay the money to courtside seats to the Final Four, courtside seats to the Sweet 16, enjoying things, man. Enjoying life, the greatest country in the world, where they're not dropping drones on us every day, right? We just have to worry about shooters with machine guns, but I digress. So, in this podcast, we're going to look at betting on the NBA playoffs. I got to look at the numbers for last year. We've done ridiculously well. I do not enjoy the NBA playoffs as much as I used to, as much as I enjoy the NCAA, but maybe because I take some emotions away from it, we get on massive rolls in the NBA playoffs and we have a good time watching the games. But more importantly for me, making money watching. Get the back of out of the way. Oh, the American flag back there. For those watching on the live stream and on YouTube. All right, so let's get into it. How to bet and monetize and make money watching the NBA playoffs. Different from the NCAAs is that in the NCAAs, you got to think of the coaches. Almost every loss, we're 62%, and almost every loss in the especially the second round, were coaches who were negotiating with other schools for jobs during that day break instead of studying game plans. And it showed every one of those guys lost. And there were dogs that, if the coach would have paid attention, we would have covered a few of those, and our percentage and our money total would have been even higher. The NBA is different. The NBA is run by the players, meaning the crazy people, the inmates are in control of the asylum. Coaches and GMs are important in between games and in-game adjustments, right? Because they can see things players can't. But otherwise, you got to look who's going to get hot, who's going to be the Jimmy Buckets of last year. Jimmy Buckets got hot. We rode him. We studied those games. We got all those Miami Heat games correctly, right? Can the backcourt Golden State last year do things against Sacramento, and then in the next game, that kind of was the pressure point, the talking point, the differentiation that you look for in monetizing these games last year. You got to do the same this year. And I'm going to get help. I got guys who really good NBA guys. We'll get them on the subsequent podcast to kind of identify that so we can all make money. And it's just back and forth. I get as much good information as I give out. And that's one of the great things in business in the United States with $134 trillion out there, that if you can prove you can add value, if you can prove you know what you're talking about, people who add value and know what they're talking about reciprocate. Reciprocation, which is not as easy as it seems. Some people don't understand that. They want it to be a one-way street, everything for them. But when you give value, in a clear way without an agenda or interest, people will reciprocate. So that's, again, another tenet of the podcast, what this podcast is about. Now, guys my age, around 54 years old, listen, if you live in the past, you will die in the past. So be careful, study, do a little bit more studying, picking unders in the playoffs, because we're used to Celtics, Lakers, Kareem, Magic, Kobe, Shaq, D Wade, Shaq, on and on and on. Even Dallas, right? With whatever, Nowitzki, whatever his name was. Slow down in the playoffs. Games slow down, become defensive struggles. No. NBA has completely changed. There'll be more overs in the playoffs than what our guys 54 are used to. Right? So, and Vegas has adjusted. But still, you get there. Oh, you look at that number. You're like, oh, that has to be under. This is game seven. Both teams are going to clamp down, blah, blah, blah. No. You throw all that out the window. You got to look for what's changed. 95% of people can't change. You have to change. Keep making money betting on these games, especially in the playoffs. But one thing about the NBA playoffs is similar to college basketball is the fact that what are the long-term goals of the players and the coaches? Salesmen think short term, businessmen and women look long term. So you look at Steve Kerr, you look at what Popovich, who had mediocre regular seasons, but they got in the playoffs and boom, they shoot through the playoffs, right? You got to look at the Clippers, you got to look at the Lakers, Milwaukee to some extent. They're geared and it's all about the playoffs. They're going to be different teams in the playoffs. So for those who bet the whole regular season, you're going to have to make an adjustment with those teams in the playoffs, right? Which teams are going to be totally different than where they were in the regular season? Which teams are going to be able to cover bigger spreads or are going to be on lockdown? Or I saw, these Milwaukee games because Doc Rivers is old school. Some of those Milwaukee games will go under. And really, if Milwaukee gets a 3-1 lead, are you going to bet Doc Rivers? He loses with 3-1 leads. He loses. I won money every year doing that. But that was in the past. If you live in the past, you die in the past. We're talking about now. What have you done for me lately? All right. So that's the foundation to be able to bet the NBA playoffs on the subsequent podcasts that we will provide. We're gonna give you a weekly NBA podcast during the NBA playoffs, giving you picks for the next day of the playoffs, and looking at philosophies, trends, things to anticipate to make money. We've got the Kentucky Derby coming on. We got the NFL draft coming on. We'll have contact. Next week, the podcast will be how to watch the NFL draft. And we'll get into those subjects. We'll have Fall from Grace podcast. And man, are they popular? Man, do we get a lot of downloads with the Fall from Grace podcast, George Navarro update. So another tenet of the podcast is very important. And we always close the podcast with that. It's the fact, as we go into World War III, right, as Hamas, as Iran, for the first time in history, has been able to launch missiles into Israel, the war in the Ukraine, we're involved in both of them. That's why we even know about it. It's World War III. But I digress. World War II, what got us through World War II, fireside chats by Winston Churchill. And he had a tenet. It's not philanthropy or religion. It's business. You can be like the leaders of Hamas, who have $3 billion, 20 wives, 15 girlfriends. And they're just horrible people. They make money killing, raping, and maiming people. Here, $134 trillion market, we think differently. The ones that are into the podcast, the ones that benefit from the podcast, people who use information from the podcast to make money, we think a little bit differently, right? So the philosophy for us is when you get one, you always get 10 back, right? I give a $20 tip to the cashier, and they hook me up with a half number that I even know about because they're tuned in. And they give me a half number, and I win $1,000, right? When you give one, you always get 10 back. And Winston Churchill said, you make a living from your labor, but you make it light from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESPC Podcast Network.